The legislation is gathering more and more attention as lawmakers approach making a decision regarding what to do with the large amount of solid waste coming from horizontal drilling pads. Norm Steenstra, who represents West Virginia's Citizen Action Group, spoke about creating the legislation 2 decades ago that put current solid waste law in place.
We had one of the finest solid waste laws in the country, 23 years of progress, and the stroke of a pen by a political appointee basically says we do not need the legislative process or legislative intent. I urge the defeat of this bill. Thank you.
Steenstra is referring to West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Randy Huffman, who sent memos out to solid waste landfill operators saying they could essentially accept unlimited amounts of solid fracking waste so long as they applied to either become a larger landfill or constructed separate cells specifically for these waste products. It's that action that's in the process of being codified by House Bill 4411. Scott Mandarola, director of the DEP's Division of Water and Waste Management, explains the change in policy came as a result of the Horizontal Well Control Act of 2011, which specified that frack waste should be disposed of in appropriate landfills instead of the former operator practice of dumping and burying the waste on site. Julie Archer, representing the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization, pointed out in her comments the detriment of such practices.
And, you know, from a surface owner's perspective, we do think that it's better that it's going to landfills instead of being buried on site. But nevertheless, we do understand and share the concerns of our local solid waste authorities and our allies in the environmental community about this waste going to municipal solid waste landfills that are not designed as hazardous waste landfills.
Under the Resource Conservation Recovery Act, or RCRA, hazardous waste is differentiated from industrial solid waste based on tests that determine chemical properties. Interestingly, federal laws exempt drilling waste from regulation as a hazardous waste, a point not lost on many of the speakers at the hearing, including Yuri Gorby, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Rensselaer Polytech Institute, who hails from Bethany, West Virginia.
I have visited during the past couple of years a number of facilities, landfills that have been accepting tons, hundreds of thousands of tons of radioactive materials, these drill cuttings, these what we considered in the U.S. Department of Energy National Lab system to be low-level mixed radioactive waste. These wastes will become problematic in the future, and we must address the scientific aspects of this before we make any political decisions to permit this.
The radioactive nature of wastes produced at horizontal sites were naturally a recurring concern. Many called on the fact that the waste still hasn't been thoroughly characterized, citing that without such basic information, creating informed policy isn't possible. Several speakers called for separate, industry-funded facilities to be created specifically to accept the waste. Another resounding sentiment was the concern with cutting local solid waste authorities out of the decision-making process in individual counties. Mike Reese with the Jackson County Solid Waste Authority.
Probably my biggest concern is that they are leaving local control or local input. Decision-making processes are being left out of the process here. That's what local solid waste authorities were appointed and volunteered to do. Let us do it. Thank you.
A single advocate rose in support of the bill and was the last to speak, Charlie Bird, executive director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association. He said commercial landfills in the state are regulated with some of the strongest and most comprehensive regulations in the country, and as such, they're adequate for the disposal of fracking wastes. Meanwhile, the Senate is working on their version of the bill. Senators Kessler, Unger, and Kahn have introduced Senate Bill 594, which specifies, among other things, that landfills can accept horizontal drilling cuttings and associated wastes if solid waste authorities adopt a siting plan. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.